Sustainable Idaho is a collaboration between the Portneuf Resource Council and the ISU Sustainability Club.
Welcome to Sustainable Idaho, the show where we explore the economic, societal, and environmental implications of sustainability within Idaho. I'm Scott Greaves.
And I'm Rachel McGovern.
This week on Sustainable Idaho, we are exploring the Sustainability Club at Idaho State University. The Sustainability Club aims to establish and strengthen campus environmental consciousness and community among faculty, staff, and students. To find out more about the club, its driving motivations and goals, we speak to current members and those in leadership positions.
So here at ISU Sustainability Club, we are working to engage the community to shift local practices to more sustainable manners.
You're hearing from Isaac Jordan, an ISU political science student and vice president of the Sustainability Club.
We know in many cases this is an uphill battle, but we believe with different variety of community outreach and community engagement that we can make this happen. At ISU Sustainability Club, we want to be inclusive to all members, and we look for various strategies to engage our members and the community.
We asked Isaac about what motivated him to be involved with the club and why others might want to join.
One of the things that was probably got me most thinking about sustainability was I went with WSE, Wild Science Explorers, and they raft guided on lower salmon. And they were all about education and showing kids the different environments that exist within that salmon drainage and getting them out. And when I was on those trips, it was amazing that you would get out there and to fully disconnect from all these things in life, whether it's the technology or the rush of the city or driving your car, to take a break away from those things. And it really made me reflect on the value that nature inherently holds within itself. So that for me kind of laid the emotional foundation for why I wanted to fight for this planet and all the ecosystems that contained within it. There's obviously numerous things that could get people inspired to join the Sustainability Club. That concern for what's going on right now with deregulation of environmental controls and things like that, that really has made a lot of people worried, and they want to find a venue to get out there and voice their concerns. And in a lot of ways, we're here to find solutions and to talk about these things. A lot of us are like-minded, at least in the fact that we care about sustainability. So why would someone join? Because they're worried, because they're angry, because they're stressed about what's going on with the degradation of environmental conditions, and they want an outlet for that.
The Sustainability Club is connected to this radio series through Linda Engel, who is an instructor of mathematics here at ISU, and was part of the starting energy for both Sustainable Idaho and the Sustainability Club. We asked Linda why she believes sustainability is a crucial topic here at ISU and beyond.
As the entire world turns away from using fossil fuels toward a carbon-free future, it's important that ISU not only keep up with what's happening, but also move to the forefront. I find it very exciting. Our members are creating a world that they will live in, and their voices matter.
So right now, even with COVID, we are at an awesome moment of opportunity for sustainability just in general. There is so much we can do. So, for example, club members who are in engineering can find out how to make an ISU campus building more energy efficient, or maybe figure out how to power that building with solar or wind. Some of our members would like to see the ISU campus reduce its plastic waste, while others of our members are concerned about food waste and would like to see more composting on campus. In general, the club is about making the ISU campus more environmentally friendly in whatever way our members would like to see. It's really a student-run organization. Some of our members are interested in the bigger picture. Sustainability Club members also have opportunities to lobby our representatives about climate solutions.
Another ISU faculty member who's involved with the Sustainability Club is Professor Katrina Running, who studies environmental sociology and how human populations interact, shape, and perceive their environments.
One of the reasons that I am extremely interested in promoting and participating in the ISU Sustainability Club is to give my students a tangible suggestion for something they can do in the community. Because when my students learn about our environmental problems, and there is not one who takes my environmental sociology class and says, oh yeah, I knew all of that already. They're always learning more things about how human activities are affecting the environment. And so many of them want to do something about it. And they ask me, what can I do? And it is such a huge issue. You know, if it was easy to solve, many of the original leaders would have already solved this problem. But it is a huge problem that includes all of us.
Heather Phillips is an engineering student and ex-club president who was instrumental in transitioning the Sustainability Club to an officially recognized ISU club.
Honestly, it means a lot to me that I was able to move the club from unofficial status to official status. I'm really grateful that I had the opportunity to take part in that. It's great to have somewhere on campus where we can stand up together for the future of our environment and for our planet.
We spoke to another member of the Sustainability Club, Felix Lovelace, and asked him why he is motivated to be a member and about the club's current focus.
Personally, what drives me is a sense of moral responsibility. I really want to leave something better behind for the generation that comes after me. I feel a massive sense of responsibility to the future generation. The most important thing we're trying to do right now is building club membership with a big focus on inclusivity. You have a passion for sustainability. We want you to consider joining the club.
And we spoke again to Isaac Jordan, the club's vice president, about what leadership opportunities are available within the Sustainability Club.
Here at ISU's Sustainability Club, we do have two really exciting leadership opportunities available. We have a president's position open. We also have a social media position open. At ISU Sustainability Club, we are working to find solutions for local environmental problems. And joining a leadership position, you're going to be a part of trying to help address some of these problems we all face. And of course, it looks super good on a resume, and you learn valuable skills that are going to help to transfer over to other aspects of your life. So we'd love to have whoever's interested.
If you're interested in finding out more about the Sustainability Club, visit kisu.org and find the write-up for this episode under the Sustainable Idaho program link. Thanks very much to all our guests this week. Next week, we'll be exploring the topic of salmon in Idaho's rivers from both an ecological and Native American perspective. Join us for Sustainable Idaho every Tuesday morning at 7:35 a.m.
Sustainable Idaho airs Tuesday morning at 7:35. Thank you to our partners, the Portneuf Resource Council and ISU Sustainability Club. Links to this and past programs can be found at kisu.org.